Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, Rush Nation, we've finally made it. It is Championship Week, Week 17. A lot of teams have fallen by the wayside in pursuit of that Championship gold. Some have come close, but not quite close enough, and two teams remain. Let's see what we can do to help you out, make the right decisions to get your team that ship. Let's have a quick chat about Thursday Night Throwback, though. We've got the Jets against the Browns. The Jets travelled to Ohio to salvage a season, but they came up against a Browns team who had been heating up for a playoff push at the right time. The Jets had some big moments in this game, but ultimately they came up against a much stronger Browns team who came out 37-20 winners in Cleveland. And Joe Flacco has continued that Browns resurgence in what really could have been considered the twilight of his career. But after this month's performances, the fella looked like he's still got plenty of gas in the tank heading into January. 19 completions for 309 yards, 3 touchdowns, and also an interception that went for a pick six. A huge performance in the first half, and things simmered down in the second. But the excitement of that first half saw Trevor Siemian make some excellent throws to make sure the Jets' offense stayed in the game as well. But as this game progressed through the evening, there were more check downs and passes out to the flat. He ended up with a pick six as well, but one touchdown to add to it. And if completions got you fantasy points, you'd be quite happy with the 32 completions of 45 attempts and 261 yards for Siemian. For offensive skill players, the first half drives were a big fantasy producer, and David Njoku made the vast majority of his fantasy points in the first quarter. He ended up with 6 receptions off 8 targets for 134 yards, and I believe maybe 113 of that came within the first quarter, so an insane amount of performance straight from the off from Njoku. There were excellent performances from both primary running backs, Jerome Ford and Breece Hall, in the first half, with both getting in for receiving touchdowns. Ford actually came away with a brace of receiving touchdowns, and Hall was one of the favoured receiving targets for Siemian in the whole game, with 9 completions on as many targets. Kareem Hunt also delivered one on the ground as well, a rushing touchdown off 31 yards and 10 carries. And in Amari Cooper's absence, Elijah Moore stepped up to take the primary receiving spot and got 61 yards and a touchdown off 5 receptions. For kickers, because they count as well, it was Greg the Leg who got the most points for kickers, delivering on 2 of 3 field goals and 2 extra points. One of the big talking points here, though, was the defences. They conceded a lot of points, but there was plenty of those fantasy point-worthy plays in this battle of the DSTs. Both teams got the pick six, and the Jets forced 2 fumbles, recovered them both, and bagged a sack as well, Whereas the Browns, they got a fumble and recovery of their own and two sacks to top it off too. So if you started one of these teams in your final, then those players could have given you a nice boost to start off the week. Let's move on to injury report. So Josh Jacobs was missing practice again. So this could be a long shot for this favourable matchup against the Colts. You've got Zamir White and you've got Amir Abdullah in the backfield who will probably end up taking over. Zamir White looked very good in the previous game. So maybe a one to continue with there. In terms of another matchup away running backs, Raheem Mostert has missed two straight practices as of Thursday, so he doesn't look in the best position against the Ravens. And Tyreek Hill and Tua have also been limited with Hill's ankle injury, and Tua has had a thumb and quad injury to deal with this week as well. You want these best players performing at their peak against the Ravens, and let's hope that they can turn it around in time for this game. Trevor Lawrence has had a terrible second half of the season with form and injuries as well, and it looks like a shoulder sprain could force him out of the matchup against Carolina, which is a good matchup for the Jaguars. He hasn't looked the best while he's been in anyway, so perhaps it's best to avoid taking a chance here, especially as this strain is in his throwing shoulder. One player who isn't injured is Russell Wilson, and the Broncos are certainly happy about that because they don't have to pay out on a part of his contract. But just in case he gets injured before the end of the season, they've dropped him anyway. So it looks like it will be Jared Stidham who will come into the lineup. Another missed practice for Keenan Allen with the heel injury. The wheels have well and truly fallen off the Chargers wagon in the last few months. But a new head coach may have factored in Allen's absence already when drawing up plays for the end of the season. Fantasy players should probably do the same as well with their lineups. And finally, a potential good piece of news. CJ Stroud, Michael Pittman and Nico Collins all logged full practices on Thursday. So those players could be back in time to try and help your team out in the most important match of all, the playoff finals. Let's move on to weak points. So, as usual, we will talk about the weakest against quarterbacks first. First up, we have got the Washington Commanders, and they come up against the San Francisco 49ers, who we could all agree had a pretty torrid time against the Ravens last week, particularly Brock Purdy, who ended up throwing for multiple interceptions. They need to come back with him here. This is an ideal bounce-back game for Brock here after what happened last week, and the Commanders are very, very weak against quarterbacks, so get Purdy in your lineups if you can. Second on the list are the Philadelphia Eagles. They are coming up against the Cardinals. Kyler has come back recently and has looked fairly good. The running and the passing has been the key components of his game. So the Eagles might have a handful to deal with here, especially if they are as weak as the stats show that they are. Third on the list is the Jaguars, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they come up against the Panthers. Bryce Young has looked to improve this week. I know the pressure's been taken off because they haven't been in playoff contention for a while. He got his best PFF grade last week, and let's hope he can continue that upwards trend against a good matchup here. Weakest against running backs, the Arizona Cardinals. They come up against the Eagles, as we've already said. DeAndre Swift has looked fairly decent in recent weeks, making some good usage. Kenny Gainwell's also seen some late game action as well. I think the question here is whether or not Jalen Hurts is going to be a bit more involved on the run game. And it must be very frustrating when you get to the 1 yard line and just see that tush push get Hurts the points rather than Swift. Second on the list is the Denver Broncos. They're coming up against the Chargers. Eckler had a very strong game against the Bills. I don't think many people were expecting that, probably because the pressure's off now Staley's out of the picture. This matchup looks to be a good one as well for Eckler to continue that good form.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Third in the list were the Jets, and we've already said that they played the Browns last night, and Jerome Ford got that pair of receiving touchdowns, and Kareem Hunt got the rushing touchdown. Let's move on to fourth on the list. It's the Indianapolis Colts, and they come up against the Raiders. As we've already said, Jacobs could be missing again this week. Zamir White did look good in his place, and Amir Abdullah has seen a little bit of complimentary action, but Zamir White could be one to take advantage of here. Week is against wide receivers. The Eagles are featuring, as they have done for many weeks before this, and they come up against the Cardinals, like we've said. Hollywood Brown missed last week, and to be honest, the Cardinals didn't have a whole lot of production against the Bears, so perhaps Brown can inject something here and take advantage of this matchup should he be back, and it looks like he should be. Second on the list, the Washington Commanders, and they are up against the Niners. Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk had down weeks with the numerous interceptions last week. Didn't get a whole lot of stuff going. It's time to have an uptick, and the matchup does favour them this week. The third on the list, Los Angeles Chargers, and they come up against the Denver Broncos. Cortland Sutton suffered a concussion very early on in the game last week and got virtually no production. And Marvin Mims has looked limited this week as well. So I believe it could come down to Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Johnson and little Jordan Humphrey here being the receiving group. If Sutton makes it through the protocol, which is doesn't look likely at the moment, then it's likely going to be the three I've just mentioned. The weakest against tight ends are the Denver Broncos. They come up against the Los Angeles Chargers. Gerald Everett has looked like a good safety blanket, particularly when Keenan Allen and Mike Williams earlier on in the season have been absent. So this could be a good valve, a good release for Stick to get some extra yards and keep the chains moving. Second on the list, we've got the Cincinnati Bengals, and they come up against the Chiefs. Kelce has been up and down in comparison to his previous season, so this could be a good bounce back game here. We shouldn't be blaming it on Taylor Swift, we should be blaming it on other factors in the Chiefs team. But yep, Kelce has got an opportunity here to get back on top. Third on the list are the Chicago Bears, and they are playing the Atlanta Falcons. Kyle Pitts has been the main man, but we shouldn't forget Jonnu Smith, because he looks to still be involved in that offense for some big plays. He's a big guy and did excellently in the early parts of the season. And Arthur Smith doesn't care about your fantasy team either, so maybe Jonnu Smith could be the better option here. Let's move on to Flex of the Week. So a quick look at Flex of the Week before we finish off. I've got Jaxon Smith-Njigba as my Flex of the Week this week. He's seen a steady flow of snaps, targets and receptions. The average yardage per reception does look good for him, virtually over 10 for every game he's played. And the Steelers' defence will be working hard to cover the main two receiving threats in Lockett and Metcalf. So I do fancy whoever's passing, be it Drew Lock or Geno Smith, to look at Jaxon Smith-Njigba to get some yardage and hopefully get a sneaky touchdown as well. So that's all from me, folks. And that's all from me in terms of 5-yard rush as well. So thanks for being on this ride with me over the last 4 years. I've got to thank Pitsy and Lewis, who've been with me for many conversations and contests on this show. And it's been a huge part of the redraft team in the last few seasons. I also want to thank Stacey for his waiver wire articles. He's got the fastest wire on the planet, guaranteed. It's been lovely seeing him and his work grow over the last few seasons as well. So thank you, Stacey, for everything you've done. I also want to thank Jonathan for his excellent start set articles as well. Nathan for the fantasy focus during the regular season. And I've also got to finally thank the big dogs as well themselves, Murph, Stocks and Lee. For giving me this opportunity when it came up. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've enjoyed everything that I've done as part of this team. I've been, the advice that's been provided as well, in terms of fantasy and also production, for podding, you know, technicalities, even for like the graphics and editing as well. Everything that's been hugely appreciated, and even given me access to the socials in that time as well. It's been an honor to be a voice on the network, and I'll remain a patron of the show after I have hung up my 5-yard cleats. So best luck with your championships this week. Have an excellent 2024 and happy new year. And until we meet again, keep pushing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.